Last Sunday, I celebrated Mass at Holy Cross Church in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, so you know that people, that you're not the only people who have to suffer with my jokes. Call a couple of things to your attention. Of course, Tuesday is Independence Day, and we'll have one Mass at 9 a.m. We encourage you to come to that to celebrate our nation's independence and to reflect also upon our own individual dependence upon God. Also, we are still in need of volunteers for the Oktoberfest. You can go to the parish website and sign up there. Also, you are all on the weather committee for the Oktoberfest. Please pray for good weather for those 3 days. And finally, in the Southwest Vestibule, we have yard signs for you to take them and put them in your yard to publicize the Oktoberfest. It was a late evening, and a fellow comes to the hotel, and he says, I need a room. And the desk clerk says, we're full up. The fellow says, well, now, if the president came, wouldn't you find a room for him? He says, if the president came, I'm sure we would find something for him. He says, well, I work for the president. I know he's in Washington tonight, so let me have his room. It's an old, old story, I know, and of course, it wouldn't work, but it's a good thing to reflect upon that we are called to be hospitable. Hospitality was a very important virtue, particularly in the Middle East. In fact, even if you were at war with somebody and came to that person, to your enemy's house, seeking hospitality, he'd have to give it to you. We are called to be hospitable to the Word of God. In the first reading, Elisha is being hosted and welcomed by this woman. And she's welcomed by him, he is welcomed by her, rather, simply because he is a prophet. She asks nothing of him, and he offers her something worth far more than what she gives him, such as is God's grace. He says that she will have a son. In the gospel, Jesus speaks of the demands of the gospel. They are harsh words, but it's a matter of priorities. Of course, there's nothing wrong with loving parents or children or spouses or friends, but there is someone greater whom we must love, to whom we owe everything. Without him, without God, we could not have any of the good things that we have. We couldn't have parents or children or our very lives. By God's grace, we are called and enabled to put first things first. We are offered everything. We are offered God's life in us here and now and forever in the world to come. We are offered everything, but we have to give up everything else, even good things, so that we might receive them with open hands from the giver of all gifts. One of my favorite poems is The Hound of Heaven by the fellow's name who I can't remember. Francis Thompson. And at the end, God says to him, you know, all these things I took from you so that you might receive them from my hands. That's what God does. He wants us to give up everything that we might receive everything from him. We have to be willing to take up our crosses, to follow him. We have to follow him who took up everyone on his cross. He took up everyone from Adam to the last person who will ever live. He took them with him on the cross. That means we have to be willing to take up our crosses. That means we have to be willing to speak the truth, even when no one wants to hear it. We have to value the things that this world despises. We have to reverence life at all its stages and to be willing to defend and protect every human life. Taking up our cross means being willing to be humble and meek in a world where everything is, it's about me first and me only. Taking of a cross means returning a blessing for a curse, returning kindness for abuse. It means being willing every day to take up God's word in our own hearts, to reflect upon that word, Jesus Christ, to seek his help, that we might live in him. Taking up our cross means being grateful and joyful that we have been baptized into Jesus' death so that we might share in his resurrected life. We must understand, each of us, in accordance with our own vocation, each of us is to offer ourselves and think of ourselves as dead, especially through the graces of the sacraments of penance and the Eucharist, so that we might live in an understanding of God's love for us, to live for God in Christ Jesus in works of charity and mercy and kindness until the Lord calls us to himself.